I'm Alec Holmes. I want to welcome Larry Klayman to our microphones. He is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, author of two books, Fatal Neglect and Whores, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment. How you doing, Larry?
Alan, how you been? Nice hearing you.
It's been a long time.
Well, we're wiser.
Well, speak for yourself. All right. So you wrote this piece for WorldNet Daily comparing President, as you call him, Barack Hussein Obama, because conservatives somehow love his middle name.
Well, he seems to love it now, too. He didn't want to admit
Is his middle name, but I know that the intent sometimes on the right is to point out that he's got the same name as Saddam Hussein. Anyway, you compare him to King George III, the first despot, as you say, and you say Barack Hussein Obama has onerously raised taxes, engaged in class warfare, pitting the poor and middle class against the so-called rich, black against white, Latino against Anglo, gay against straight, and Muslim against Jew and Christian in order to win re-election. I would certainly disagree with much of that, but is he that terrible? Is he a despot?
Oh, I think he is now. I didn't believe that in the beginning. Like everybody else, I was proud that we elected an African-American president, even if I don't agree with him politically. But over the years, I have come to believe that he really is a despot. I'm frightened.
What? You're frightened?
I am frightened.
You're not paranoid, though.
Well, some people have said
this is not paranoia speaking. You're actually frightened that Barack Obama is in the White House.
I'm frightened for the country. I really do. I don't feel that he represents the majority of Americans.
And, you know, how did he get elected?
I have a Jewish background, Alan, like you do.
Uh-huh.
And what I've seen in the last 4 years is someone who has a disdain, I believe, for Jewish people.
Oh, come on.
Israel.
Why did he have a Jewish chief of staff? Rahm Emanuel. Why does he have so many Jewish advisors? It doesn't make any sense.
This is a bad analogy. Okay, I'll take it a little too far. Okay, is that many times throughout history, Jewish people have been their own worst enemy. I mean, we have Karl Marx. We have people that, you know, were in and around Adolf Hitler even. There was a book that was written, Hitler's Jews. We haven't always been.
You're not comparing Obama to Hitler, are you?
No, I'm not comparing him to Hitler. But I'm just telling you is that the fact that these people are around him, they're just simply cover. And he does.
So he hates Jews, but he hires them just to cover himself because he hates Jews.
I'm not saying he hates them. I'm saying that he dislikes them. He has a disdain. His father did not like them.
He's not his father. In fact, he had very little to do with his father growing up. To try to pin whatever his father thought on him is ridiculous because they didn't really have a relationship.
It's not just a Jewish thing, Alan. You know, it's everything. I mean, you debate this all the time, you know, on the Fox News Channel and elsewhere, is that the references to rich people, the constant, we got to pay our fair share. It's kind of like they're talking about reparations. And it does lead one to think, and we should be allowed to talk about it, too. You know, white people should be able to raise these issues just like black people legitimately raised them over the years in terms of racism. Is that I believe that this guy has a tinge of racism towards whites, and I believe
really, even though he's half white,
he wants to pay reparations. I don't believe that he likes Jewish people.
He's half white, but he doesn't like whites.
I don't think he likes people of faith, and
he doesn't like people of faith.
I don't think he likes people of faith.
He is a person of faith.
How so?
How is he a person of faith?
Yeah,
he's a Christian. He has spoken to faith. In fact, I attended a speech he gave at the National Cathedral a number of years ago on faith. He has worshipped. He worshipped regularly. He raised his children in the Christian church. What are you talking about?
Well, your good friend Hannity, of which he used to be a partner on the show, now you're going on to bigger and better things. He pointed out quite well, I thought. I got to give Sean some credit here. The relationship with Reverend Wright. I mean, obviously.
Oh, come on! That's an old war horse.
Who talks about goddamn America.
Larry, you want to fight the two elections ago? Really? You really want to bring this up and refight the 2008 presidential election?
Alan. Okay, I'm going to lay on the couch here as you're quizzing me. But this is how I feel, and I believe that what we've seen here in recent weeks, and this was the prior.
What have you seen that has you so scared?
What I've seen is, and I never thought it was even imaginable when I was fighting Clinton. I do believe it's possible now. I think that Obama knows that at some point, a significant portion of this country is going to rise up and possibly, you know, become violent. And I hope and pray that that does not happen.
And what are you basing this on?
Well, what I've seen in recent weeks are black helicopters, you know, over streets in Miami and Chicago.
Black helicopters?
And Houston, yeah, firing practice rounds.
Whose helicopters are these?
They're government helicopters that have been doing that.
Why has this not been widely reported?
Homeland is starting to become widely publicized.
Where can I get documentation of this?
Take a look at worldnetdaily.com.
Oh, worldnetdaily. You mean the people who think that he wasn't born here?
Well, I don't think he was born here either.
Oh, come on, Larry.
My honest opinion.
Larry, come on.
Alan.
This is like cuckoo stuff now.
It's not cuckoo stuff. Okay.
You don't believe he was born here?
No, I deeply,
in spite of two birth certificates presented, two Hawaii newspapers where the birth was announced within days of his birth. How did that get into the microfiche of the Hawaii newspapers?
I happen to have great respect for you, Alan. I'm not going to get personal like Riley did.
No, I'm not.
A week ago.
I say anything you want, but I mean...
People I've ever met in the course of the media here. But I got.
This isn't personal between you and me,
no,
but...
I've got to tell you something. Okay, let's go back, if you want to talk about eligibility. A natural-born citizen was defined. I have a number of cases on this. As someone born in this country to two American citizen parents. The treatise by Emmerich Vittel, Law of Nations, disqualifies him. It disqualifies Marco Rubio.
Would it disqualify Mitt Romney?
It may have disqualified Mitt Romney.
All right, but let's not get bogged down in that, because you're talking about armed revolution, which you think might be. I don't want to refight the birth certificate again, but I think that's nuts. But... And even my sometimes adversary, O'Reilly, thinks that stuff is nuts, by the way.
Believe me, I'm not subscribing to every jot and tittle of Bill O'Reilly, okay? Bill has his agenda. I mean, I have mine.
All right, but you are telling me you are afraid because you think that... What are the chances? On what percentage would you give armed revolution happening because of the actions of Barack Obama?
I pray it doesn't happen, Alan. But
what are the chances?
I believe that's what we're headed into.
What? More than a 50% chance?
Yeah, currently.
Really?
Let me tell you something. I'm writing a book now. I was just talking about it with my colleague here, you know, how it's going to be structured.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the country is broken down. It's broken down socially. I'm not just talking about liberal, conservative, but basic American values are no longer here. And I'm pro-immigrant. I'm an international lawyer by origin. I'm not.
I know you speak four languages. I know that. Okay.
Yeah, I even speak English. You know,
you speak French, which is not going to sit you well with your conservative friends. But go ahead. Yeah.
Oui, monsieur. But the point I'm trying to make is the country is broken down. The country doesn't know where it's going. Is that we've got a president who is pitting, you know, one group against another for his political gain.
Wait a minute.
You're starting to see the fruits of that.
Do conservatives pit pro-choice versus anti-choice? Do they pit blacks versus whites? Did they not, did Richard Nixon, or was it Ronald Reagan, start his campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi? Was it not Richard Nixon who talked about welfare queens? You want to talk about pitting blacks versus whites in this country?
Well, it's become much more severe. Everything's become exaggerated over time.
He's half black and half white. Is he pitting himself against himself?
We can theorize what that means. I remember Jimmy Kimmel at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, it was pretty funny the way he phrased that. You know,
but tell me how this how do you envision this armed revolution taking place? Walk me from where we are now.
Let's work backwards. We have these black helicopters, okay, which are firing practice rounds in major cities.
Who are they shooting at?
Who has bought enough ammunition? Has enough bullets that could kill every American five times.
Well, who are the black helicopters shooting practice rounds at?
Well, supposedly this is a domestic security force. Then we have...
Who are they shooting at?
And we're looking into that at Freedom Watch, by the way.
But who are they shooting at?
They're practicing. Practicing for urban violence, so-called urban violence.
Do you have photographic evidence of this?
Oh, yeah, it's been all over the Internet.
Oh, really? It's on the Internet, then it must be true.
No, it's not just I'm talking about World Net Daily. I'm talking about even leftist websites have seen it. And the administration acknowledges it. They're practicing for urban
The administration violence. Has said we have black helicopters doing practice rounds over Miami. They've said this?
They've acknowledged it, yes.
Where was it? Where did they acknowledge
they
it?
They have.
Where?
Do Google search. I don't have the exact location right now. You'll find it. And it's a fact that Homeland Security has bought enough rounds of ammunition to shoot everybody five times.
That's another old wives' tale I've read on the Internet, which has been discredited by Snopes. They bought the rounds of ammunition they need to supply ammunition to some of the people who actually need it to do their jobs, like whether it's Secret Service or other people who have security jobs in this country. Of course they bought ammunition.
All right, now let me get to the next part. They also have set up a committee. It's an advisory committee. I'm going to be looking into it. And this isn't just a left or right issue. This is an issue for all American people. You know, Alan, I was the one who sued Bush over the illegal wiretaps.
I understand that.
And I'm a conservative, and I do believe in privacy.
I know you've gone after the Bush administration as well.
I do believe in individual rights. And, you know, now they've got this committee that decides who is a subversive, who doesn't recognize American sovereignty. And that's why Rand Paul, the way he phrased that, his filibuster was much too narrow and much too extreme. It's not just a question of drones. It's a question of, can the government decide who is a subversive and who can be eliminated because he's a threat to this country? If you use a definition that apparently is being used by this administration, that you don't respect the sovereignty of the United States, then our founding fathers would have been subversive. Yeah. So they did not respect the sovereignty of King George III. So it gets back to your...
Well, our founding fathers were revolutionaries, but you're saying that's going to happen again in this country.
I believe it's going to happen.
Who's going to lead the charge?
Let's go back to 17th.
Well, I've got a moment here, but I'm curious now, who's going to lead the charge?
Maybe you and I will. How about that?
You think so? You think we'll join hands?
And we'll do a sequel to Les Miserables.
See, you said that with the right pronunciation. You've had the French intonation there.
I'm definitely better schooled than John Travolta.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad we got a chance to speak. You know, I think this is nutty stuff, Larry, with all due respect. But
Ellen, it happened in 1776. It can happen again. The colonies were richer in 1776.
Will you come on and say you were wrong after the Obama administration is over and none of this happens?
Well, I'm not so sure that it hinges on Obama. It's where we're headed as a people. And the Republican Party is little better than what we see on the Democrat side.
All right, Larry, I do thank you for coming on the program tonight.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch.